Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Today is the day to get a pina colada.
Is it?
As well.
Well, I mean, anyone.
Why wouldn't you?
Who doesn't need an excuse?
I mean, nothing can make you feel more like you're on a tropical holiday than the combo of pineapple and rum and coconut cream.
Beautiful. And you just have to sing the song while you have it, don't you?
You do.
Hopefully you get caught in the rain.
Well, today's the day. Apparently the fruity cocktail was first created in Puerto Rico in 1954. And July 10 is the day to celebrate the goodness.
Beautiful.
It's also National Kitten Day in the States. So, that's my schedule cleared. I guess I'll just have to spend the day looking at kitten videos on Facebook.
Oh, cute.
I have to, you know what I'm saying? Well, according to new research, Brussels sprouts are no longer the UK's most disliked food. I reckon they get a bad rap anyway.
To be honest, I thought they wouldn't have been the worst.
Well, they're...
You know, because I feel like they eat a lot more like roast veggies.
Well, they're a traditional Christmas thing.
Yeah, and like roasts and things like that.
I thought you'd look for... I guess they're the least favourite bit of the roast meal, possibly. Yeah. Maybe that's the thing. Anyway,
yeah, kids always hate them, don't they?
They're no longer the most disliked. They're not even top three.
Oh.
Meal kit provider HelloFresh, who are, let's be honest, famous for their rigorous scientific data gathering.
And their door-knocking.
Anyway, yes. But they've revealed that the new most hated food in Britain is olives.
Olives? What?
Yeah, I know. Followed closely by gherkins and seafood such as prawns. Brussels came in the fourth spot, tuna was fifth, mushrooms were sixth.
What is going on? I like all those foods.
In the top 10, raisins, fish, chicken on the bone and red meat.
These people are mental.
It also revealed of the 2,000 adults polled, only 1 in 10 said they would eat what was put in front of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds a lot to me like the British are almost as fussy as my household.
Good morning.
Welcome.
All right, Nicole, we've got $50 to spend at Toy World Mandra up for grabs. You got some kids who would be appreciating that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Or she could be a Lego fiend.
She might want to go
get some Lego, you know. That's possible too. All right. Either way, here's the song that you need to unscramble in your head, Nicole. I'll give you a bit of a listen to it here.
Haunting, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. What do you think?
Lovely. Water Under the Bridge by Adele.
If you're going to let me down gently, don't pretend that you don't want me. I'll live in water under the bridge.
Beautiful. Yay. Word perfect.
Nailed.
In this age of online bullying, Instagram is trying to, I guess, curb that and bring out a new feature to try and, you know, stop people leaving nasty comments.
What are they doing?
They've got a little "Are you sure?" button. So basically, their filters are going to pick up if you've put any nasty words in there. A little button will pop up and say, "Are you sure you want to post that?" You can still go ahead and say, "Yes, I do," but I guess it's half a step towards stopping online bullies. I don't know if it's necessarily going to stop anyone.
Anyone that is inclined to be nasty generally, they're just going to power through.
I don't think it's going to stop them.
If anyone's just responding to stuff in the heat of the moment, maybe it'll make you just stop and reconsider, like, am I spreading the hate? Do I need to do that?
Yeah. So I guess if you're not a nasty person and you're just maybe leaving a comment, you're like, oh, actually, you know what? Maybe I won't say that.
Maybe that's a bit rough. Yeah.
Yeah. But for all those trolls out there, I'm sure it's not going to stop them.
No, they'll stay under their bridge and they'll still be nasty.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With a hotline to the stars, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Angelina Jolie, she's back.
Is she?
And this in the first trailer for Disney's Maleficent Mistress of Evil. Mm. Now, the teaser picks up several years after the 2014 movie Maleficent, of course, and finds the newly engaged Aurora butting heads with her godmother. The clip also gives us a sneak peek at Michelle Pfeiffer's character in this movie.
Okay.
Philip asked me to marry him.
No.
I wasn't really asking.
Nor was I. Love doesn't always end well, Beastie.
Trust me. Let us prove you wrong.
You have done an admirable job going against your own nature to raise this child. But now she will finally get the love of a real mother. Tonight, I consider Aurora my own.
My
Oh, that's going to be good.
Right.
Now, members of Foo Fighters, Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam and the Red Hot Chili Peppers have formed a one-night-only supergroup over the weekend at the Peak to Sky Festival. The All-Star Friends group included Brandi Carlile.
Is that the best name they could come
up with?
I know,
All-Star Friends. Sounds like a kids' show, doesn't it? Brandi Carlile was there, Guns N' Roses' Duff McKagan, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Chad Smith and Josh Klinghoffer. I hope I said that right. And Foo Fighters' Taylor Hawkins. Their set included covers of Van Halen, Aerosmith, David Bowie, Queen, Led Zeppelin, The Rolling Stones and Prince. Here's their cover of David Bowie's Under Pressure.
Queen and Bowie together.
Beautiful.
There were yes, all in heaven now.
Amazing. Now, Stranger Things 3 has broken Netflix viewer records since its debut on July 4. 40.7 million accounts have been watching the show since it was released on Netflix. More than any other film or series in its first 4 days, with 18.2 million of those already finishing the entire season.
Really?
That is mental. It is a great show, though. I think I'm only 4 episodes in.
You've got to catch up then.
I know,
clearly.
I do.
You're working slowly there.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.